Mississippi wedding venue refuses interracial pair over honest Christian's faith. A U.S. interracial couple was turned away by a wedding venue because the owner said their union went against her Christian belief, video shows. The footage was filmed at Boot Camp Event Hall in Boonville, Mississippi, by the groom's sister who met the woman about the rejection. During the exchange, the owner says the decision was because we don't do gay weddings or mixed race. The owner apologized in a now deleted Facebook post. The video was first reported by website Deep South Voice and quickly went viral on social media. Cucumbria Welch said her brother and her partner were first told in an email the venue was not prepared to host the event. So Ms. Welch went down in person to find out more. First of all, we don't do gay weddings or mixed race, says a woman in a gray shirt, identified as the venue owner by U.S. media. Asked why not, she replied, because of our Christian race, I mean, our Christian beliefs, adding, we just don't participate, we just choose not to. While you can still be fired in U.S. for being gay. When asked what passage of the Bible informs that belief, the owner adds, I don't want to argue my faith. The exchange prompted the city of Boonville to release a statement condemning those types of discriminatory policies. The Facebook page for Boot Camp Event Hall was taken offline following the video's release, but later reopened on Sunday to post a lengthy apology before being closed again. In the post, the owner says she had been taught as a child that people were meant to say with your own race, but that after consulting with her pastor, she now realized nothing in the Bible prohibited interracial marriage. She continued, to all of this offended, hurt, or felt condemned by my statement, I truly apologize to you for my ignorance. I'm not knowing truth about this. My intent was never a racism, but to stand firm on what I assumed was right concerning marriage. In a statement provided to BBC News, the Boone's Camp Event Hall said, they're all grateful that the bride forgave them and that the couple has been re-invited to use their event space. Interracial marriage has been legal across the U.S. since 1967, when the Supreme Court reached a decision in Loving v. Virginia. In 2016, Mississippi passed a first of its law that protects sincerely held religious beliefs and moral convictions, meaning businesses can legally refuse to service same-sex partners and transgender people. The law, which was meant to preserve religious freedom, does not mention race.